have the audiences reacted to your various animals and their tricks?
Well, it's been very gratifying indeed. We knew when we started that the appeal of animals was quite great, but we never anticipated that it would be as great as it really is. Farmers come for 70 and 80 miles into the Laro feed stores to see these animals perform, and they have drawn crowds up to as high as 5,000 people in one store in one day.
If you had one outstanding star that would stick in your mind as your special favorite?
Well, I think probably Priscilla the Fastidious Pig was the greatest personality we ever had. She toured the whole country for a whole year, and people are still talking about her all up and down the Mississippi Valley.
How do you transport your animals about, Mr. Breland?
Frankly, all our animals at the present time go around by themselves in the care of the express company. They go in individual cages, and their performing props go along with them, and when they arrive at their destination, the Laro salesman simply reads the instruction sheet, puts on the show just as he would some mechanical arrangement.
Will you have other animals then and fowls throughout the country that are performing right now?
Yes, we have one special one that we're very proud of now. I believe it's the first completely automatic trained animal unit that's ever been produced, and it's called Henny Penny. Henny Penny is a chicken, as you might guess. She lives in a cage all by herself, and her props are built right around the cage. All you have to do to see Henny Penny perform is just drop in a little disc, and Henny Penny does her little trick, providing that disc has the right emblem on it. If you drop a disc in that does not have the right emblem on it, Henny Penny pays no attention to it whatsoever.
Well, I haven't seen Henny Penny perform, but 2-1 that the disc will have to have Laro feed on it.
That's correct, you are. Laro feed it is.
And you mentioned that Priscilla the Pig had been in your act, toured about 1 year. How long does one animal stay in your act, as a general rule?
The pigs we have to discard finally because they get so big it's too difficult to transport them. Actually, the animals never wear out. They go on forever. We have one of our original hens is still with us. We trained in 1947. And they never forget either. That's an interesting point to me. The animal can be trained, put in the barnyard, and left, as we call it, in cold storage. And any number of months or years later, you take that animal out, and it's just as good as when you first trained it.